This is Doug Inkley, National Wildlife Federation Senior Scientist. Thank you, everybody, for joining this call. Greatly appreciate that you're here, and we also would like to thank Senator Udall, who is, of course, on this call as well, to listen to your comments. But the first thing that I'd like to do is talk a little bit about climate change in Colorado, because that's why you're here. I do, by the way, have many fond memories of Colorado. I remember birding in Boulder, skiing at Steamboat, watching bugling elk in Moraine Park, and I tried to climb a 14,000-footer, and as you can tell by the way I stated that, I didn't make it, but at least I tried. And I wish I could be in Colorado right now trying again to climb that mountain that beat me. So you know the reason for this town hall is to thank Senator Udall for his outstanding conservation leadership in the United States Senate. He's really worked hard for the development of renewable energy sources such as wind and solar power. He's worked hard to provide Colorado the resources that it needs to fight the unprecedented fires which have been fanned by climate change in recent years. He's worked to defeat proposals that put dirty energy ahead of clean energy, ahead of public health, and ahead of clean air. And he's also worked successfully to defeat proposals that would have restricted the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to reduce carbon emissions, to reduce mercury emissions, and to reduce soot emissions, all of which would have put America's health at risk. These battles that I've just mentioned that Senator Udall has been fighting, they're far from over. It's going to take all of us, Congress, the administration, you and me and many others, to protect ourselves and to protect Colorado's wildlife from climate change. Now, in Colorado, I do know that you're feeling the heat, and you probably feel like you're in the bullseye of climate change. I can tell you that I've traveled widely from Antarctica to the Arctic and through all of the 50 states, and nowhere have I seen so many dramatic changes due to climate change that have been evident to me when I've been in Colorado. So you know what climate change looks like in Colorado, and you're feeling it because you're living it. You've had record droughts drying up streams and rivers. You've had catastrophic wildfires putting humans' homes and wildlife at risk. The Poudre River, which, by the way, is one of my favorite canyons in Colorado, is home to great trout fishing. The last year in the fires of 2012, it literally was running black because of the soot that was being washed into the river. There's countless mountains, like I've seen in Keystone, Colorado, that have been covered with dead pines killed by bark beetle epidemics. And these were unleashed by warming temperatures, allowing their populations to increase. We've had black bears unable to find food in the parched landscape, and they've been venturing into town in increasing numbers more than usual. And on the slightly humorous side, I'm recalling the hungry bear that wandered into Estes Park, and it had a sweet tooth. It raided a candy store. There's the moose trying to escape the High Park fire by swimming across Horsetooth Reservoir last year. And there's the Canada lynx, which you probably know is reintroduced into Colorado. It requires cold, mountainous, snowy habitats, and it faces a bleak future in Colorado as its cold mountain habitats heat up. So the fact is, despite those challenges, we can minimize future climate change and its impacts in Colorado. But as I said before, we will all need to work together with Senator Mark Udall to reduce carbon pollution, to develop clean energy sources, and to help wildlife adapt to climate change that is already inevitable. We can make a difference if we work together. So I would ask you that if you'd like to find out more and what you can do to help address this critical issue that is affecting your lives, please go to nwf.org where you can find out additional information. And so before I turn it back over to Ann, I would like to personally thank Senator Udall for all that you have been doing to protect Colorado's citizens, to protect your fish, to protect your wildlife, all of these from the dangers of climate change. So thank you.